John Williams here, along with Jennifer Vallade. She is the Veteran Support Services Officer at the Salvation Army. Jennifer, you're on WGN. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
We did not talk yesterday, but we can still talk about veterans today. What is it that you all do in supporting the veterans at the Salvation Army?
Here with the Salvation Army throughout Illinois, we provide services to veterans that are experiencing homelessness or at risk of homelessness. And we provide housing, we provide temporary housing, we work with landlords to find housing. We provide all types of services that will help get them financially and stable in their housing.
Yeah. Is that a different population than the populations the Army normally serves?
Our programs specifically focus on services to veterans, and we're funded through the VA. However, our veterans are able to access many services the Salvation Army provides at various locations on an ongoing basis outside of what we do.
And I suppose maybe, you know, the thrust of my question is that there's people with, for a number of reasons, come to the Salvation Army, but individuals who have maybe been in the service have other kinds of trauma or other needs that maybe the rest of us wouldn't normally need, right? And yet there's the Army with the VA actually reaching out to these men and women, right?
Absolutely. And the veterans that we serve have a host of needs that can be unique to the veteran population, or maybe even more vocal or visually necessary or prevalent in that population. Homelessness in America is a major issue. Within our veteran population, it can be even more challenging because we have to look at things that may be triggers to the veterans, such as if they're looking at housing, it has to be housing that might be in an area that doesn't have a lot of noise, because loud noises may trigger veterans with their PTSD. Or if they're in an apartment building, does that apartment building have long hallways with sharp turns and corridors? That, too, can be a trigger for veterans. So we have to be mindful about the location of where veterans will live if it's going to be something that's safe for them.
Yeah. I wonder, too, if some of them are hesitant to reach out, even though they may be homeless. Maybe they're either proud or afraid, but for some reason they are less likely to reach out to help.
Veterans definitely can have a difficulty reaching out. They will often say, another veteran needs it more than I do. And we remind them that they served this country. They're the ones that put their lives on the line, and they need assistance just like any other veteran.
Yeah.
One of the things that we do to try to break that down is we hire a lot of veterans on our team. We have more than 50 employees on our team now, and almost half of them are veterans, or they come from families where they have veterans in their home or in their families. And that is really important because that helps break down barriers and helps create a space that they can trust us and connect with us.
How do you reach these men and women? How do you encourage veterans to take that first step?
We do a lot of outreach, and we work with our local VA medical center and our community partners. We have by name lists where we identify veterans that are in the communities we serve. We serve veterans in 105 counties now throughout Illinois, Iowa, and southwestern Kentucky. We started off with just 7 counties in 2012, and now we're in 105. And so we have to work with our community partners and do a lot of outreach to try to identify where these veterans are located.
So is it housing? Is it substance abuse programs? I mean, so you mentioned the needs to be in places that they feel comfortable if they're living somewhere. What specific other services do you provide for them? Or is it principally that it's housing?
So all of our programs that we have have a goal of housing veterans. However, we realize that underlying issues that led to their homelessness won't go away just because they have an address to put on an envelope.
Yeah.
crisis is not just a housing crisis. And so we look at it in an approach of addressing their immediate needs, participant choice, because they're the experts. They are the experts in knowing how to solve their problems. They just need us to walk alongside them and help guide them. But one of the challenges that we have is that they don't know where to start, and they have a lot of, you know, issues with trusting. And so we have to break that down so that they will participate. We have our FSDF program, Supportive Services for Veteran Families. We have our Grant Per Diem Bridge program, which is transitional housing up to 90 days. We have that in three cities in central Illinois. And then we have three grants that provide transition in place programs, and that's in Illinois, Iowa, and Southern Illinois and Marion. And all of those programs we have, in those particular programs, we actually hold the lease with landlords. And then when they're ready to complete the program, they take over that lease so they don't have to
and
relocate. And that's really important because that's one less traumatic event if they have to up and move again. So the goal is to keep them in that, and they can transition.
You know, I feel about that kind of service the same way I do so many of the programs that the Army provides. If it's feeding people who are living outside of a shelter but on the street, or if it's sheltering people, it's nice to know that there is an organization like the Army that will reach out to, that will find these people, figure out what they need, what's the best plan, and then actually try to provide it. Because I can't do that. I don't do that. That's not my game. But I can donate to the Salvation Army, and then you all have the resources to do that. We have a virtual kettle at WGNradio.com. It has $975 in it, which puts us about $249,000 away from our goal. So, which is a ridiculous goal, but that's another subject. So if you can help, go to WGNradio.com. You can click right there and make a donation. I love the donation that Jewel Osco and the Bears and Miller Lite are providing. They're teaming up to benefit the Salvation Army and honor veterans with free turkey dinners this Saturday from 9 to noon at the Jewel Osco on North Ashland, 2940 North Ashland in Chicago. There's a limited number of turkeys. Veterans need to register. 400 folks have already signed up. They got room for 600, so you can still get in or get somebody in that you love. Click on salarmy.us/turkeydrop. salarmy.us/turkeydrop. Jennifer, keep doing the work you're doing, and pass along our best to everybody with the Veteran Support Services at the Army here in Chicago.
Thank you so much.